The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And weather, apparently, as the latest storm of the century rolls through. Hey, let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Ramble, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's the number. 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the you know the number for that. It's a Friday, and apparently it's storming absolutely everywhere, so I know it's not what are the odds Wednesday, but what are the odds that either the flickering lights at the station knock us out, or AJ's power gets knocked out, or my power gets knocked out.
I'm going to go 40%.
Okay. Seems fair.
Yeah, I don't want to go 100, but and I'm hoping it doesn't. I was telling Aaron, power's gone out at my house twice in the last 3 weeks. One time, really? It wasn't raining at all, but a random breaker blew, or a box blew or something. And we lost power for all of, I don't know, 15 minutes maybe. So it's not like it was this horrible experience. And then the other time it was storming and the lights flickered and it was like a flash outage. So it wasn't, you know, oh my God, what's happening? It was literally, you know, they flashed on and then flashed off. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, I didn't lose power during Hurricane Harvey. Like if that tells you anything. But I'm hopeful that we get through the show without losing power. But I wouldn't say I'm super confident that will happen.
Yeah, it was really bad here about 20 minutes ago. I think I'm in the eye of the storm at the moment because it's just kind of bleak and dark, but there's nothing happening. So maybe I'll be all right here. Although I have to say, in the we've lived here almost 3 years now. I think we've lost power one time for like 2 minutes in all the time we've been here.
Nice. So that's good, man.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about my chances of making it. What else is going on today, man?
Dinos win again. I mean, extra innings, sure. Thank you. It did take some extra innings, but I mean, it was a two hitter for the Dinos. I mean, they are just they're a force, Fred. And yeah, I've been working a little bit on my UFC package, so I'll have that out probably sometime tonight. I'll have it posted. Besides that, man, just living the dream, Freddie.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, that's I basically have been ignoring Twitter for the last 24 hours.
Oh, and, good for you.
because, you know, there's people that have their minds made up about things and doesn't matter if it's true or not. That's just what they think. And, you know, okay, so go right ahead. Believe what you want. I don't care. I'm just a, you know, humble servant of the Lord here, man, doing my work. But I did get lectured on how to play poker last night in our little league game.
Were you lectured by someone that you beat?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was.
What's funny is, you know, people who who beat me at poker never are like, hey, here's what you could have done better. It's always people who I've beaten who are like, you suck. This is how you're supposed to play poker. And it doesn't seem like that's the way it should go. But that's sort of the tendency, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I used to get irritated with people who would luck box me, but that was a long time ago. And frankly,
once you accept that it's part of the game, I mean, there's not much, you know, because it really is.
Well, and especially if maybe you misplayed your own hand, you know. But okay, late position, queen eight of hearts, and it's a 1-2 cash game. There's nobody in front of me, so I'm gonna limp for the $2 and see a flop if I can. And it's me and the big blind, and the flop is 8-3-6 rainbow.
Okay.
He makes a small bet. What would you do?
I'd probably call.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small bet for a small pot.
And you've got top pair, right?
I got top pair and adequate kicker. And then the next card's a blank, and he makes another small bet. Well, okay, I'm not going anywhere now. River card, queen. Then he bets $30, which...
Okay.
I'm going to call that every time. And he's got 3-6, so he's got two pair, and he's mad that I can't believe you made those calls. And I'm like thinking to myself, first off...
Hold on, what did he have?
You're going to lecture me? He had 6-3, and so he had two pairs.
Okay.
He had, you know, and I had a better two pair. And he's bitching at me. And I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah, that's...
First off, if you're going to play... If you're going to play that hand, there was some pretty good thunder. You either need to be way more aggressive, and if you're going to slow play it like that and just chip away, then you got to live with the fact that you're going to get rivered sometimes.
It happens.
And, yeah, and I got rivered probably 5 times last night, never bitched. Just, you know, nice hand, move on. And, he was trying to lecture me on how to play, and I'm kind of thinking, you know, I feel at this stage... I have a few skins on the wall. You gonna lecture me? Okay. but it was fun, man. Won about $100 last night playing cash. Didn't do well in the tournament, but it's a nice little setup, and I'm enjoying playing. And for the most part, most of the games are really fun. Most of the people who play, like 99 out of 99 and a half, are really just cool people. But yeah, that guy irritated me last night. A little bit, but on a pretty good run the last couple times I played. So, I found that amusing. And so, what are you going to do? I felt like I'm not folding for a $30 bet on the river.
When the pot, how much was in the pot?
At that point, I would say about. I think he slightly overbet the pot. It was like 28.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not folding for that with top two pair in that situation. Because there's no straight, there's no flush. I got to think if he's got a pair, even a small one, he probably raises pre-flop. So, you know, I'm guessing it's either a stone bluff.
Yeah, I mean, your only concern is probably trips. And if you lose $30 on that, okay, he got you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if I were on the other end of it and had a set, I'm probably check calling, you know, raise on the river. But
right.
Regardless, I just was kind of curious if you thought that, you know, I should be lectured for my play on that hand.
Well, I'm no expert when it comes to cash games, certainly, but that's probably what I would have done. But I'm also a believer in once you lose a hand or a tournament or whatever it is, that often. Well, yeah. Do guys get lucky sometimes? Yes. Does anyone pretend like they never get lucky on a hand? Because if you never get lucky playing poker, you ain't playing poker for long. I can tell you that.
No.
You have to believe that stuff's going to balance out in the long term and just take the L's when they come because that's part of the game. And maybe look at yourself and say, oh, I could have probably played this a little bit differently and maybe, you know, found out some more information, or I should have bet more early on, or whatever it is. Maybe I should have bet more preflop. But there's usually something you can look at and say, yeah, this probably would have changed the outcome of the hand.
Yeah, the thing I thought about afterwards, I should have repopped him on the river. I mean, I felt like I had the best hand, so the call was easy, but I probably should have repopped and tried to get some value out of it. But so that part I didn't, you know, and the thing is, we talked about this, like, to make a deep run in those tournaments, you got to get lucky every now and then. I did at the final table of the last one where I had nines against queens and spiked the nine. Well, you know, that goes both ways. It happens to you sometimes, and sometimes, you know, if you're going to win a tournament or if you're going to win money consistently, occasionally you got to get lucky. Although I don't really think it was that much luck in this case. I mean, yeah.
No, I don't either. That didn't sound like much luck to me. It just sounds like a guy getting rivered. It happens. You let a hand go long enough, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, and, you know, but I thought it was funny that I was being told how I should play poker. It's like, okay.
Well, you don't know. That could have been Phil Hellmuth telling you that.
Well, he was acting like him, that's for sure. But, yeah, I have no idea who it was. It's not like there's a lot of people that that are on there all the time that I've gotten to know a little bit that are really cool, but it wasn't one of them. So I don't even know who it was. But I couldn't even tell you what his screen name was because I was paying that little attention to him, to be honest. But, yeah, I mean, it was fun. So I'll probably play some this weekend. I'm not I don't know about tonight because the way this lightning keeps hitting, I think they're going to knock me out any second now.
So. It could happen.
Yeah, so hopefully if you you guys are on the road, be careful for those of you who have to be out today. It's clearly pretty bad, and it looks like it just sort of stopped right over the top of us. It's going to be here for a while. So,
and it's pretty much all over the city.
Yeah, yeah.
Like wherever you are, it's raining apparently.
But anyway... 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. A lot of Rona updates and sports to get to at some point today, and a few other things, but you know, we get plenty of time for that. So if you guys want to get in, now's your chance. 713-780-ESPN is the number. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be happy to take your calls, and we'll grab a couple. I just want to make something clear. I used to be that guy. Like, if you made a well, not so much just unlucky rivers, but if you made a bad play and got rewarded for it, and then talked about what a great poker player you were, that would piss me off. That it doesn't anymore because I really don't care. But like, I was playing a big tournament at the Old Prime, which was the underground room back in the day, and the guy bets, and I shove all in with pocket kings, and he snap calls me with threes, and I'm just like, what did you think I had? He goes, doesn't matter, I had a feeling, and of course a three hits. So you got to play your feelings, man. And I'm like, all right.
Well, everyone knows poker is a game of feelings and not numbers and math. It's, it's feelings.
Exactly. But, a lot of people asking how they can get in on it. Just hit up Jerry Bowe on Twitter. He's got the club set up, and it's a lot of fun, and there's some really good players on there, and it's
and some
enjoyable.
Not as good players.
Yeah, but it's been – Jerry got into it with a guy the other night, too, in the tournament. It was pretty funny. It was, he shoved with ace-king, and I can't remember what the second guy had, but some guy called two all-ins with ace-three, and, of course, he wins the hand. And but that was pretty funny. But, yeah, I mean, but I'm actually doing pretty well on that site. So it was a little bit of an adjustment at first because, I'm not used to playing on my phone.
Yeah, and that's the part I don't like about it.
Yeah, and so because I wish I could get it on my Mac because I would just do that. But now I've kind of got it figured out. And like I said, you know, if you just, especially with cash, if you sit there and patient long enough and wait for some hands, you're going to get, you know, you're going to make some money. And he's got all kinds of like 30, 60 games, 30 cent, 60 cent. There's a $25 tournament every night. I think he's got a $50 tournament tomorrow. So just, like I said, hit him up on Twitter and tell you how to join the club. And it's it's fun to mess around sometimes, and you know, I've enjoyed it the last week or so. Now that I finally figured the site out, it's gotten a lot easier. Finally won a tournament. All right, couple of things that I wanted to get to. Well, we got a caller. Let's get the caller on. Who is it? Aaron? James? Yeah, let's go to James. What's up, James?
Oh, God, hey man. I've just been missing football so much, man. I just want to know, man, what do you guys think about the Broncos and Drew Lock? And I heard on First Take they were just doing a scenario about what if Cam Newton came to the Broncos? What would they do with Drew Lock? Would they let him sit out or start Cam Newton? You know, just a curious question.
I don't have the answer for what they would do because it seems like they like Drew Lock. I can tell you, I don't like Drew Lock. I don't think he's very good. I think that team has built a really nice roster, and they don't have a quarterback to back it up. Which, you know, obviously I think is in today's NFL is building a nice roster with no quarterback. You might as well not even build the nice roster. So I don't like the Broncos much. I don't like at least with Drew Lock. If I were them, I'd consider a guy like Cam Newton because that team is pretty – I mean, at every position but quarterback, they're pretty damn good. And, you know, there's teams who, with the right coaching – you know, I say the same thing about the 49ers. I'm not crazy about Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a lot better than Drew Lock. But I said most of last season, I think the 49ers – outside of quarterback might have the best roster in the league, and it took them a long ass way. Could an upgrade to Cam Newton, putting Cam, because I think Cam Newton is, you know, he's got the potential at least to be as good as Jimmy Garoppolo. Could that put the Broncos in that situation? I don't know. I mean, the Broncos are in a tougher division. You know, they've got whatever quarterback they bring in, they don't have the best quarterback in the division, certainly. So that's going to be an uphill climb, but I think he could make a difference for a team like that.
Yeah, I've been saying all along, I would love to see Cam Newton in Denver because I think he makes that team better. I think he makes them a playoff team. Certainly you're not better than the Chiefs, no matter what you do at this stage, but I think they'd be a playoff team with him if he's right and healthy. And they've got weapons at wideout. They've added they've added to the running back core. They've got two really good running backs, and they like Drew Lock, though. They think he's going to be good, and he played well over the second half of the season. And if that's what you get out of him, then you might have something. But if I had a choice, and you tell me, hey, I can go have Cam Newton instead of Drew Lock, well, okay, I'm going with Cam Newton because I think the team can win. My only other real concern is I don't know what Vic Fangio is as a head coach. I'm not entirely sold on him, but.
Well, I've told you before, like the Patriots, what they're doing. I know there's people who don't like the idea of Jared Stidham being the starter, but I think the Patriots want to see what they've got in him. The Broncos have more reason than the Patriots to see what they've got in Drew Lock because they're pretty invested in that. In that guy. So it makes some sense. Just because I don't believe in him doesn't mean that the Broncos don't.
Right, and you know, they're around the kid. They, they watched him develop, and they have invested a lot in him. I just kind of feel like if I were a team like that, I'd want to go get a Cam Newton, because I know I can win with him. And I think they have – I mean, their defense is still going to be really good. And, you know, we mentioned some of the weapons they added. But, you know, that's me. I always would prefer a guy who's been there, done that, and not give up on Drew Lock, because, hey, we know Cam's coming off an injury. So if he winds up getting hurt again, then what have you really lost? It's not like, you know, I mean, maybe the guy gets his confidence shot, but my goodness, if you brought in Howard Stern to replace me for a while and then he left, I mean, okay.
Right.
I mean, it's I get it. That's you know, that's what you do. Denver Adams says we're going to be a playoff team this year if we play a full 16. If Drew Lock is what they think he is, yeah, I think you can be a playoff team, especially with an extra playoff team in there. But I also think you got no shot of winning that division. And that's unless the Chiefs have like multiple major injuries. And
well, I mean, let's face it, a Patrick Mahomes injury changes the face of that entire division.
It does.
It doesn't even have to be multiple. It would just have to be an injury to him.
But even so, they're pretty good. I mean, I still think they'd be good enough to make the playoffs without him. But, you know, I also think I think more of the Raiders than a lot of people, although, again, not sold on Gruden. And I think that's the one thing that's going to kind of hold everybody back in that division is Andy Reid's the best coach, and they've got the best quarterback.
Yeah.
And when you start with that, boy, it's hard. And that's, I mean, hey, Texans fans know that, because for years it was Peyton Manning in this division. And getting around that was you know, almost never happened. Man, I just got this thing on my next door that, you know, sometimes they put the police will put stuff on here, or like the constables. Uh-huh. And they arrested a guy for Dewey.
In the middle of the day?
No, this was last night, 9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
The suspect gave... By the way, how are you this drunk at 9 o'clock at night?
Yeah, for
and
real.
And driving. The suspect gave consent to provide breath samples and blew a .313.
Whoa.
On the first sample and a .301 on the second.
Jeez.
What, guys? Wow.
I mean... Respect.
I don't know what. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Especially at right. 9 p.m. Like, what time do you got to start?
Boy, you probably started at noon, huh?
You have to have. I mean, that's a long, long day of drinking.
Man, if you guys want to get in and ask about your team, what the hell? We'll talk NFL any day of the week. I did a
sports map video today. About the differences between, and you know, I warned them when they gave me the topic that they wanted to talk about differences between a Anthony Weaver defense and the Romeo Crennel defense that we've been having, and I was like, well, I can't tell you what Anthony Weaver's defense looks like because we haven't really seen his defense. I said, if you want me to compare Romeo Crennel's defenses to Rex Ryan's defenses, if that's what you want to assume it's going to look like, I can do that. But, you know, so I did the best I could, but that's what we talked about on the Sports Map video today. So it was good but it was good to talk some NFL, honestly. All right. Did I lose Fred? All right. Well, that's all right. We're going to a break anyway, so we'll try and get Fred back during the break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on Blitz. Really back, because I don't know what the hell happened there. We just had a big lightning strike the street and it kicked me off, and then I kept getting an error network unreachable message.
I thought you hated the conversation I was having. which is
no, actually, I was actually interested in what you were saying.
Sure you were, Fred. Sure you were.
Well, I'll tell you how loud the strike was. My 70-pound dog, who's too old to get up on the bed anymore, jumped in my lap because she freaks out whenever there's thunder. And so, yeah, the 70-pound dog was on my lap. So it was a pretty big blast. But, yeah, I don't know what happened. And I kept getting a network unreachable thing, so I thought maybe Aaron had died.
Aaron is alive. We were making fun of you when you were gone.
Oh, okay. Well, you cut off right when you started, and I was actually really interested in that. So, you know, I don't want to be the, hey, can you go over that again, guy?
What I'll tell you is go back and listen on the podcast after the show.
Yeah, that's it. That's good. I'll do that. Yeah, I deserve that. You know, I do that to people all the time.
That's right.
So apparently everybody's moving here from, wants to move here from California now?
Yes. That's it. This is California is a liberal wasteland. Texas is a conservative mecca, and people got to get out of there. They're tired of being overtaxed and underappreciated, and they've decided that Texas is the place to go. To that, you know what I say? Don't move here, please.
Hey, man, that.
Yeah, it's the same thing I used to tell when I lived in Austin. And, you know, people would talk about, I've been thinking about moving to Austin. I would just say, yeah, don't do that. And you know what?
Exactly.
Too many people didn't listen to me. And now Austin is just like any other city, unfortunately. But I don't want more people here. We've got enough people in Houston. I'm good with what we've got. It's honestly, we could use to have some people move to California.
Yeah, I don't want any more people on our freeways. We got enough as it is.
Yeah.
Even in the Ronaverse, there's too many people on these roads. And, you know, aren't these the same people that we're talking about, oh, Houston's a hellhole, and what, you know, look at Ted Cruz and all that stuff. And now you're wanting to move here because, oh, they won't let you work. They won't let you out of your house.
Well, I think Ted Cruz is an idiot, and I still live here. So, I mean, that's something.
Oh, stop. He's a very attractive man. Do you see the latest that they might do in L.A.?
He's been arrested for the Zodiac killings? Oh, something else.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. No, not him. I was talking about Los Angeles. They're saying now they could shut down water and power to non-essential businesses that refuse to close.
Oh, man.
So they're not messing around out there.
Yeah, that's a big move.
But, yeah, I mean, I get people's frustration, but you know what? We like it here.
Yeah.
You don't need to come here.
You mean we don't like it here. It's awful. Don't come.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The weather sucks. It's about to be 100 degrees.
Listen, Fred just lost power.
Yeah.
It's awful.
So, but as I said, maybe your Wi-Fi was resetting. Happened a little bit to me. Lost power for 2 minutes. I think that's what happened. I think the Wi-Fi reset, like there was a brief flash. So that's probably why it kicked me off. 201 wants to know, is the Cowboys window open to win now, or is the window closing? Jerry Jones asked me to ask you guys. I like the Cowboys. I like everything they've done this offseason. I think that they win that division. And, I mean, to me, the key is going to be, you know, Dak Prescott taking another step in his game. If he can take his game to the next level, then I think they could be a Super Bowl team. But I just don't know that he can. And I know you look at raw numbers and you look at – there's a lot of stats that you could throw out there that support the fact that, support the fact that he's a good quarterback, no question. But – I just think he's going to have to win some games for him. And if he does, I like him as much as anybody in the NFC, but they still have to do it. And I think I like the coaching change. I think it's an upgrade. But I also want to see how Mike McCarthy does without Aaron Rodgers.
Going into the season, where do you rank them in the division?
Oh, I think they win the division.
You think they're better than the Eagles?
I think it's them, the Eagles, and then the other two you can. Although I think the Giants could take a little bit of a step forward this year, but I don't think they're on the same par with those two teams. And to me, unless the Eagles have a Super Bowl flashback year and Carson Wentz has an MVP type year, I prefer the Cowboys over the Eagles. I think the Eagles make the playoffs. Mag T says that bolt was right over Minute Maid and Ito. So, okay, that's probably why it knocked me out here for a second.
Yep.
Dustin said, tell those California hippies to stay out of my nation of Texas. Build the damn 360-degree wall already. Oh, hey, listen, I welcome diversity. I want some people from other places here. I just don't want them right now because don't need them.
I'll take people from other places only if people who already live here agree to move away.
Well, yeah. I think it should just be a one-for-one trade. If you want to move here, that's cool.
It's almost like the grocery stores right now. Like, okay, customer just left. You can come on in, sir.
Yeah.
That seems fair, right?
Exactly. And, you know, this morning when I had to drop the dog off at her, we on Fridays when our cleaning lady's here, now that they're reopened, we drop the dog off at the kennel so she can play with other dogs for a day. And there were about five of us in line, and we just waited. When one dog would go in, they take it to the back, then the next person goes in. That's what this state should be. I mean, not that
one at a time, one at a time. No, you can't bring your family. Just you.
Well, you can bring your family, but
only when another full family moves out. It's like a restaurant. If you've got a party of eight at the restaurant, you can't just come in when a party of two leaves. You've got to wait until there are eight open seats.
Exactly. I think that's fair. Now, if you want to move to Dallas, go ahead. I don't care.
That's true. They're open. They're wide open.
But, so all the Californians are moving to Austin. Great. Yeah. Austin doesn't need any more people either. I mean, I still love Austin. I don't love driving in Austin.
I'll be honest. Fred, to tell the truth, I've got a house that I'm about to sell in Austin. So, if you are going to move to Texas, move to Austin and drive up the property value on my house.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. So, everybody, yes, Austin is wide open, too. You guys go ahead. I don't think I'm moving back there anytime soon. So, especially now that we're selling that house. So, I don't know if I'm moving back there ever. I'm kind of settled here. You know, got the wife and kids like it here. So, if you want to move to Austin, go ahead. It's dead to me anyway.
You know what? Just don't move to Houston. In fact, you guys want to overrun.
Listen, don't move to the Houston area. That means don't move to Katy. Don't move to the Woodlands. Don't move to Sugar Land or anything around here. If it's within an hour drive of downtown, don't move here.
Why don't we just I'll just set the boundaries right now. Galveston to the south.
Okay.
Huntsville to the north. I would say Baytown to the east and Sealy to the west. Okay, Beaumont's probably fair. Yeah. Let's extend it. Because we can do whatever we want, right?
Yeah, let's keep
probably
some
space. Sealy to the west.
Sealy to the west works.
Listen, you
want to move to Sealy, go ahead.
Yeah, you can do that. But any place inside of that? No.
Exactly.
No, we don't want you here. Sorry. Nothing personal, but in fact, all of you move to Austin and try to buy houses. So let's drive AJ's price up.
Yes.
And
thank you.
You know, if you want to live in Dallas, that's fine.
Yeah. Good for you. Go for it.
Yeah. But if people want to move from California to Texas, they should move to cities for Governor Abbott's tell them to move to, like Odessa, Midland, or Amarillo. Yeah.
Please move there. That's good too.
Yeah, that's all good.
Because, listen, you know how often I know anything that's going on in Lubbock? Never. I don't know. So if Lubbock suddenly becomes the sixth biggest city in the country because half California moves here, I don't care. That's fine.
Yeah. Somebody says tell them to stop at El Paso because they all like Beto.
Cool.
But, yeah, I understand why a lot of people are getting frustrated that they can't do anything, but it's not like Texas is the state that's allowing the most right now.
It's not like we're Georgia and we're saying, yeah, man, go to a movie theater. Have fun.
Oh, and of course, they're making a big deal out of how there's the cases are not spreading. But they've only been open a couple weeks, right? So there's just no way to know. Boomtown Rat said, you hear about the report the NFL is looking into giving draft picks to teams that hire African-Americans as coaches and
GMs. Yes, that will be a discussion.
Yeah, we'll maybe get into that next segment because I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. But interesting times. JD says, I used to love Austin in the 80s and 90s. It's gone now. It's Berkeley South. Keep Austin 165 miles from Houston. There's still cool places there. But I kind of felt bad the first time I took the wife there because it wasn't the Austin that, you know, we all grew up with. And it's still cool, and I still like the place. But
same. And I bitched about it on Twitter the other day, and there are people like, oh, don't be an old man. Listen, I'm not trying to be an old man, and Austin's still – it's still better than a lot of places, but it's not what it used to be either.
No, and, you know, I am an old man, and I don't – do a lot of the, oh, I wish this was the same way it was back in the day. You know, or this player in my day was better than all your players. I don't do a lot of that, but Austin in my day and in yours near the early end there was better Austin.
Yep.
And I think anybody who was there then and now would agree with that. But, I mean, it's still cool. It's not like it's Lubbock. Yeah, I'm not going to go there because it's Lubbock.
Right.
No, it's not that at all. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, you know, maybe people just need to try a little CBD.
Dude, I'm telling you, it helps you relax. It does a lot of things for you. If you got a pain, it helps beat that. I mean, it's a miracle drug. I firmly believe that. You know, my dad was on, he had a bunch of surgeries to his knees and shoulders. He was hurting all the time. And he was on narcotics. He was on Vicodin, for years. And I gave him some CBD oil. 72 hours, this dude had quit those pills, and his life is so much better because of it. They've got something for everybody. They've got the oils. They've got, you know, gummies, sleep products, topical creams. They've even got CBD for your pets. I love the CBD Freeze, which is a roll-on therapy. If you've got some joint pains, muscle pains, whatever it is. But CBDMD.com, it's got the best quality stuff, and they've got it at a great price. And to make it even easier for you to try it out, go to CBDMD.com, use promo code ESPN975. You'll save 20% on your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 to save 20%. Think they tough, you play with me, you know it's up. You think it's sweet, then call my bluff, and I'm a spanking. Yeah, all them yeahs and whoever they got hanging with them.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, my AccuWeather app on my phone has sent me about 25 notifications today about flash flooding. It's like, okay, I get it, pal. I can look outside and see that. 832 says, good friend of mine lives in Austin. He's constantly bitching about how it's not the same anymore and getting too corporate. And somebody else says, I'm only 28, so what has changed with Austin that makes it not as cool?
And dude, I think there used to be no chain restaurants in that town. Hey, shut up, dog. Listen, we're trying to do a pro broadcast here. Come on.
Jeez.
There used to be no chain restaurants in that place. There was so much nature. There was a bunch of parts of the city were basically roped off and said, you can't put a business here. This part of the city is what makes our city what it is. And that's changed. And now the reason why I posted it, because they got rid of a restaurant called Shady Grove. They got rid of a restaurant called Threadgills a couple years ago, which is one of my favorite places. There's a bunch of In-N-Outs now, and there's a bunch of Applebee's, but that's not what Austin used to be, and that's kind of the bummer of it.
Well, Threadgills was the first place I would go when I'd go to Austin, I'd go get a chicken fried steak at the Red Gills. And I love that place. And so there's a lot of that. Because there's so many big businesses that moved in there, it's a different group of people. And, you know, even Sixth Street has kind of just become, you know, it's just a tourist thing now.
Oh, it's certainly not charming.
No, it doesn't have the charm it used to have. I mean, again, this is going back 20 years, but you could walk down Sixth Street and there were witches and all kinds of cool stuff and, you know, weirdos. And, you know, it had a charm to it. And, you know, and I'll say the same thing about the French Quarter. The French Quarter before Katrina was seedy, but it had a charm. And now when I go to New Orleans, I don't even go to the French Quarter because it's just seedy now.
Yeah.
And I mean, that happens. And I think there's different reasons for it. But in Austin's case, the other thing too is it's not built to handle that many people from a traffic perspective.
Well, especially if it was going to maintain its charm, it wasn't built for
that.
Yeah. And they decided to fix traffic problems as they went. The infrastructure was for it to be basically a small town that had there was obviously it was never a small town, but it wasn't built to be this massive city. And, you know, that's part of the appeal. Like when you have a city that's, you know, it's a beautiful place. Don't get me wrong. I mean, aesthetically, I don't think there's a better city in Houston or in Texas than Austin. Like there's nature. It's a beautiful place. There's a lake in the middle of the town. I mean, it's an awesome spot. There's hills. But when you have
you
a place
still go
like
see the
that.
Bats.
Yeah, when you have a place like that and there's, you know, it's a great live music scene and, you know, great, great bars and great restaurants, yeah, people end up wanting to move there. And eventually, the more and more people who move there, more and more it turns into something else.
Yeah, and you know, putting the big Dell place outside in Round Rock, that brought a whole new different type of person there too, which, you know, that's... It's totally cool. There's nothing wrong with progress. It's just, yeah. And you know, I've said the same thing about Calgary in Canada. It's gotten so there's too many people there, and it's lost a lot of its charm too. And to me, I mean, very different vibe than Austin, but it's kind of a similar situation. And you know, and it's sad, but it's going to happen. If you, it's why do you think California got so overcrowded? There were places people wanted to live there.
But you know what, Fred? There's people who bitch about what Vegas is now compared to what it used to be. And, you know, to me, I like the Vegas. I like the new strip better than I like old Vegas. And I get the need to modernize, especially when you're a city like that, to be a destination. You got to build new and brighter and shinier things. And so maybe I'm a hypocrite in that point because, you know, I there's some places that they do have to change to stay relevant. I just didn't think Austin was one of those places.
Well, I think there's a difference. I think Vegas had to change to stay relevant. Austin changed because it was already relevant and just became different.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessarily hypocritical. I love the new Vegas too. And even in the 7 or 6 or 7 years we've been going out for fights, it's changed a lot.
Oh,
and
it changed every time we get out there.
And I think most of the time it changes for the better. And, you know, adding that T-Mobile Arena right there on the Strip and MGM getting rid of Monte Carlo and putting up a new casino and a new, a fancy new sports book, all of those things, you know, basically you were replacing staid old stuff with new shiny stuff. But you're not – I do like Vegas better now, although there's a part of me that – you know, I still like to get back to Reno, which is just a dirty little gambling town, and that's all it's about. There's no shows, or there's some, but for the most part, it's just a dirty little gambling town. And I played some poker tournaments and horse tournaments there many years ago, and yeah, you know, part of me misses that. But man, I love Vegas the way it is now. So, 713-780 ESPN 832 says Calgary is great. Have you ever been to Stampede? I never have. Actually, it was going on 1 year when we flew up, and I thought about going, but you know, it's like, do I really want to spend 2 days here when I've only got a week to spend with the family? So, so I said, I've also heard the Keep Austin Weird theme stop being organic with having naturally weird people and started having people become and act weird to fit in. I don't know about that, but wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But there's so many cool, and not just Austin, but I think the Hill Country in general, most beautiful part of the state. Would you argue that? Yeah. I mean, and so there's still some cool places around there that you can go. And, you know, like San Marcos is still a lot of fun. I like going there. But
well, I still drive all the way out to the real Hill Country. Like I go to the Frio River every year, although I don't know if I'm going to go this year or not. I'm still debating that, even though I probably should. Do you think I'll be more socially distanced at the river than I would be like in Houston? Seems to make sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I told you we've been having discussions about going camping just to do the same thing, and I kind of feel like I'll be more socially distanced that way than if I'm going to eat in a restaurant or something.
The only difference will be out there, my brother and sister's families will be there. My brother and his wife and my sister and her two kids, and we haven't, you know, been staying with them. But, you know, at some point, like, if you can't be around your family, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but and just be smart about it. Man, it's still hard to think of your brother as having a wife. I mean, I still remember you going to his damn football games, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, but he's 26 now. Now, mind you, when I met you, your daughter was like, I think 9 or 8. So yeah. We've just known each other for a long ass time.
Yeah. But
your daughter was the same age as my younger son.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's a trip.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like that long. It really doesn't, you know, but hey, it's what happens. You get old and then you piss off people when you tell them that you don't like Austin as much anymore.
And then you die.
Not yet. I don't want to go yet.
I don't think anybody's pissed off about it. I mean, I just think that the people, and this is another thing I'll say, the people who still live in Austin, even though I know 100% they feel the change, they like to, I'm saying it's still a great place. It's still a good place. If I had a list of cities that I would live in this state, it's still, you know, near the top of the list, but it ain't what it was 10 years ago, and they'll still defend it like it is. That's the problem. Like, but that's anybody defending their hometown. People from Dallas don't like to admit that Dallas is a soulless pit. But that's the facts. And as someone who lived in Austin for a lot of my life, I probably was that way as well. So, but I've seen it, man. But like I said, the house that I built there in, 2006 is worth double what it was when I built it. So that's kind of a cool thing. I'll take.
Yeah, especially if you're planning on selling.
Yeah.
But, on my short list of cities in this state that I would live in, it's up there. I mean, to me, it's Houston, Austin, and Fort Worth. I've always liked Fort Worth.
I like Fort Worth, too. I like San Antonio also.
Yeah, San Antonio, especially. I mean, that's another one. I'd live in San Antonio, but that's about it. That's as far down my list as I go. But, Dallas, if much better sports scene.
Oh, yeah.
And fantastic sports city. But as a place to live, nah, I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Not in a hurry. I got a bulletproof chest so you can hurt me. It's a brand new world. I got a brand new heart. And every day I get a brand new star.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.